believe and follow Jesus. Don't follow the culture. Don't entertain yourself.
Absolutely.
And don't follow man-made religion.
Absolutely.
Sunday church system.
There's no man, yeah. Religion's man-made.
Okay. Yeah.
Relationship.
Yeah. Well, not even relationship. Made. We're in a covenant. Let me give you the gospel real quick. We're in a covenant.
I don't need it.
You do. You want to test yourself? We're in a covenant. We're in a blood covenant. And the Bible says that Jesus shed his blood to cleanse us of our sin. But there is a condition. I'll get to that. And he came to defeat death.
Absolutely.
You're younger than me, but death's coming for both of us.
Absolutely.
And then the Bible says, and most people in America stop there and they say, well, see, I got that. I go to church and I believe in Jesus. Even the demons believe and tremble. Then the Bible says you must repent.
Absolutely.
Repentance is changing your mind. We used to be worldly drunks partaking in all this.
Yep.
Partiers.
Yep.
You must repent. That means you got to come out of the culture.
Absolutely.
And you got to come out of the dead religious system. Sunday church, Christmas, Easter,
yep,
all of the denominations. And
yep,
when God sees a willing vessel, then he gives you a new heart and a new mind. You'll be born again.
Yep.
So you must be born again. Now, the fruit that you're born again, you know, I meet thousands of people every week. And so many tell me they're born again. But when I see them, I see their fruit. Jesus said in John 15, you know a tree by its fruit.
Absolutely.
And when I see the fruit of the American culture and people say they're born again, they're worldly. They got their temple adorned with sports teams. They're walking around in harlotry, pride, vanity. They're living after the pattern of the culture. So holiness and obedience is the fruit that this is the temple. Now the Holy Spirit's living in us. We conform to the Word of God in all of our ways. How we talk, how we act, how we dress, how we live, how we spend our money,
absolutely,
who we associate with.
Absolutely.
And then the last part of the gospel is we don't get it guaranteed today. I'm married today, guaranteed. If I die today, I died married. I can mess that up tomorrow. I can ruin it all.
Yeah,
so we must endure in a saving faith. So that's the gospel, and it's on our card. And I've got a lot of articles on my website, and I teach people to go much deeper than this culture is going to take you. Repent,
yep,
test yourself, cleanse your life, come out of the culture, and seek and follow after Christ.
Absolutely.
Not
right
the ways
there
of the world.
I'm right there, brother.
Let me know. Well, again, I would go deeper.
I was one way,
I would
and
go
then
deeper.
I'm another way. Why? Because
I
of
was
him.
One way, and now Wait, let me read it. I was one way, and now I'm completely different. And the thing that happened in between was him. Okay.
Jesus.
Right, right. So, but here's the key. So you don't attend any religious service body or anything like that?
What's that?
You belong to any Sunday church system?
I go to a church system.
Well, as I say, where do you go?
To a church.
What's the name of it?
It's called Journey Church. Right down in Kenosha.
Yeah, because if you test it, and I have a lot of testings on my website, if you test those church systems, building centered, they're ritually timed out, they're taking people's tithe a lot of times, they're very building centered, meaning that they're focused on worshiping God, a lot of emotional, instrumental music, pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. They don't teach people, and I can see, they don't teach women how to dress. You see how my wife dresses? That's biblical. They don't teach men how to dress. God actually put us in biblical clothing so we would cover our forms up. So I would encourage you, because I love you, to go deeper than Journey Church.
Where does Jesus say anything about being dressed as the way you dress?
Well, first of all, Genesis to Revelation is Jesus' word.
Absolutely.
Okay, so in Genesis 3, God killed an animal and shed blood. First shedding of blood,
yes,
and put us in tunics.
Yep.
But that's not Old Testament, and we still obey it because right before that, God gave man and woman in marriage.
But Jesus.
So we follow that. Hold on. So then you go all through the Old Testament. Men were covering their bodies,
yep,
in a tunic.
Yep.
All the priests, all the prophets. Jesus, coming to the New Testament, wore that. All right. Paul, Peter, all the disciples did. And the reason it's important, and we're not closed police. The reason it's important is if this is the temple,
right,
God owns you.
Absolutely.
And so if God built a temple in the town, you wouldn't throw stuff on it with names on it.
What's that?
You wouldn't throw stuff on it with names on it. I see people throwing Packer jerseys on their temple.
Sure.
See this why this is important? And then pride and vanity. Many people dress for pride and vanity. They want to show their bodies off. They don't want to look frumpy. They want to look cool. Pride. God hates pride more than just about anything.
Well, absolutely. You know?
So the outside manner. So I would encourage you. What town is that Journey Church in?
Kenosha.
Journey Church in Kenosha. I'm going to look it up. But I might put a testing up of it to help you. You can go and look on my website.
Sure.
I have a teaching blog. That's where all the teaching resides. We don't want nobody's money. And I have an unbiblical teacher's blog. And maybe I'll put a testing, a journey up to help you to go deeper. If you have a love for God.
Oh, I do.
Then,
yeah, and I go deeper every day with him.
Good. Then you're going to have to go much deeper.
Talk to him, he talks to me.
You're going to have to come out of the culture because James 4:4 tells us to be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. So that means if we like the politics, the sports, the music, the entertainment, the cultural dress, we're an enemy of God because we must conform our ways to Him and not to the culture. So that's my encouragement to you today.
But He also tells us that He puts leaderships in different positions.
He does, in the biblical body, but I can promise you, if I look it up, I can promise you Journey Church is part of the typical evangelical non-denominational model, the things I just described to you, and that's not the model that God ordained. And so if you go deeper, you'll see that Jesus said very few are going to find eternal life. And here's another thing.
He, two commandments, right?
Yeah.
Jesus did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the two commandments we need to follow.
Right, but those, Jesus said, encompass all the rest of them. Love God, love your neighbor. So I'm loving you by telling you the truth. And see, places like Journey Church aren't loving you because they didn't tell you the whole truth.
Sure they are.
No.
Some churches are.
No. Name one that's telling the whole truth. I'd love to go visit it. Which one's telling the whole truth like I'm telling you? Come out of the culture. Come out of the Sunday church system. Come out of the pagan holidays. Do they teach the women to cover their heads and dress biblical? Do they teach the men to cover their forms up? They teach all that?
Jesus had his own church everywhere he went.
Well, that's where we're supposed to be. But that's man-made church you're talking about. Now you're talking about the ecclesia. The word church is ecclesia. It means called out ones. You're actually called out. Did you know Jesus hates man-made religion more than he hates the
absolutely
world? Okay. In Mark 7, he said this. He said, if you worship and you keep false traditions, Christmas, Easter, Sunday is the Lord's Day, dress as the pattern of the world instead of dressing your temple biblical, you know what Jesus said? You worship God in vain.
What chapter was that?
Mark 7, verse 6 through 9.
All right, I'll
look
it
up. Check my website.
Thank you, brother.
I love you. Give me a hug. I love you. I really do. Thank you for taking time to talk. Go
absolutely
deeper. Let me, real quick.
And I love Jesus, and I love
amen
God.
Amen. I was where you were once, in man-made religion, and I went this far. Let me tell you something. God's going to take you this way.
Oh, absolutely.
Holiness and obedience to separate you out of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday church is not going to cut it on Judgment Day. Come out, be holy, be separate. My website's there to help you. You got all my contact info.
Hey, God bless, brother.
All right, love you. God be praised. Lifting up this holy Savior today.